From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Barbados expresses frustration, but says it is still committed to regional integration. Britain grants Montserrat more money to help with the island's rebuilding program, and Haiti's president-elect appoints an intermediary to help improve relations with the church. I'm Pat Whitehorn, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. All of the CARICOM countries have now declared dates when they will begin implementing the common external tariff. The tariff was originally to have been in place across the region on January the 1st. But instead of a date, Barbados's entry on CARICOM's CET implementation schedule reads, as soon as other countries do it. Sandra Baptiste asked Barbadian Prime Minister Erskine Sandiford if this entry was a sign that Barbados was becoming disillusioned with taking the initiative on CARICOM business while other member states lagged behind.
There's no disillusionment in Barbados on that particular score, and certainly not in my government. We are fully committed to the regional integration movement and to the implementation of the common external tariff, but it is clear that it has presented some difficulties for other countries, and I have said that I hope that by beginning of the next financial year, on April the 1st, that all countries would have been in a position to implement the tariff, and that includes Barbados. We are ready to go ahead with that when we get the indications that it is going to become a reality.
So in other words, if others don't do it by that date, will you still go ahead?
It would be foolhardy if you are saying that something will not materialize to go ahead. But we have given our word and our commitment that we are committed to it, and we will try to keep to that.
Barbados remains, after a year, the only country which has put the legislation in place for the CARICOM enterprise regime. We've not seen the appointment of a CARICOM commissioner on time. We've not seen the arrangements for the freer movement of people in the region. And the list goes on of things that have not been achieved on target by CARICOM governments who agreed to do this. Are you concerned as one of these leaders that we are not meeting these deadlines?
Of course I am concerned that the deadlines are not met. And if we continue not to meet them, it will only raise the level of cynicism in respect of our commitment to regional integration movement. But there are all kinds of factors involved. And I have put forward a proposal whereby we can get speedier decisions and hopefully better decisions in respect of the implementation of projects by giving countries, people from different territories, responsibility for some aspect of CARICOM affairs as at a kind of ministerial or commissioner level. And I believe that this would help in the implementation of decisions. But there is no, let me stress again, there is no disillusionment on my part. I remain fully committed to the Caribbean integration movement. And now that the elections are behind me, I will be able to devote even more attention to this area.
Prime Minister Erskine Sandiford talking to Sandra Baptiste. And the common external tariff is the main agenda item being discussed by the OECS heads of government. They began a two-day meeting today at the Secretariat of the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States in St. Lucia. Most prime ministers are there, but Antigua is being represented by a minister in the Office of Foreign Affairs. Montserrat's Chief Minister, John Osborne, and Deputy Chief Minister of the British Virgin Islands, Ralph O'Neill, are also there. The opening ceremony was addressed by St. Lucia's Prime Minister, John Compton, and Dominica's Eugenia Charles. Afterwards, Pete Nimble caught up with Miss Charles in the lobby.
Miss Charles, you said during your address that you had to deal with serious, exasperating, and weighty problems.
Yes, and one of them, finance. Uh-huh. Most importantly, finance. None of us have any money, but the increase of expenditure has to grow because things are growing. So we have to look and see how we prioritize things and which things we must not allow to stay undone and which things we may have to do without because we don't have enough finance for it.
Prime Minister Compton said that the Windward Islands had taken what he called the moral high ground on
yes.
the issue of the portion.
Because it
country.
Makes it much. Oh, and yes, I agree with that.
How do you respond to critics who say that by taking this, as the Prime Minister described, moral high ground,
mm-hmm.
The Windward Islands were really advocating their own demise because resources would probably be diverted?
Well, resources are being diverted anyway, and you can't make your decisions on whether you get assistance or you get money or not. You have to make decisions on principle, and this is what we're doing. I mean, you can't relate to the fact that I'm going to suffer and therefore I mustn't take a decision. You have to deal with your principles and your conscience.
What specifically are you hoping for to come out of this meeting?
We think that we can get our finances in a better order and therefore be able to do more things knowing that we have the money to do them.
Just one final question, please, Madam Prime Minister. On the issue of generally OECS unity and specifically Windward Islands political...